Well, you know, the other day, well, I guess it was last month now, Del Frisco's was sold, and that brought back to mind the great conversations we used to have with D. Lincoln. And I said, well, it's time to catch up, because she's got that big D. Lincoln Prime Steakhouse that's out of the Star in Frisco, and she's always a lot of fun, and so we did it. And she joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Happy to be here, David. Always good to catch up.
And it's always good to see you. So tell me what... So what's it like being way out in Frisco with the Star? You opened December of 2017.
17, so yes, we're going on about 18 months.
And you've watched this whole thing grow up around you.
It's been very interesting, especially sitting here today to see what's happening in what we call Midtown, as we just discussed, but North Dallas, seeing everything that's happened at Legacy. But, you know, pushing further north at the Star, and now we're waiting on 12 to open, which is going to be the first quarter of 2020.
What's 12?
And 12 is Roger Staubach's development, so that's a really high-end residential.
So that gets you more residents.
So we get the residents, and then we're working, you know, diligently as the retail comes in, and we've just been a destination. So D. Lincoln Prime has been very blessed.
You are the destination. you got there before, well, the Cowboys beat you, but otherwise you got there. Did you get there too early?
I didn't get there too early. Actually, I think the timing was right. They wanted an anchor steakhouse. And so, you know, Jerry and his family knew exactly what they were doing.
Jerry Jones, major investor.
and wanted me to be the anchor. So, you know, they anchored myself and me, Cassina, right at the entry of the Star.
Right.
And, you know, then the other tenants started to roll in. But, we still early. I think in 18 months to 3 years, it's just going to be phenomenal. But...
Well, you have some office construction, and I guess the Ross Perot development, the Frisco Station, or the Ross Perot development.
Right, yes, kind of across the street and a little bit north, yes.
Yeah, and so you get still more office tenants around there. But you're not open for lunch, right? I would have thought you'd be a destination point for business lunch.
You know, it's very interesting because lunch is kind of, they say power lunch, but it's 45 minutes. What is the price point going to be? These kinds of things. And I've always, my culture in the old days of the steakhouse business was six nights and no Sundays. And that's exactly what I did with D. Lincoln Prime. And we open at 4 o'clock and we get a packed bar for happy hour. We get all the business people. And I feel that if they come in to you at lunch, they're not coming back for dinner. So that Monday through Thursday business is very important, and those private dining rooms are full, and then on weekends you get all the celebrated diners.
That's right, the private dining room.
That is
a big business. Do you get a second turn? I mean, people come in and, you know, have a 7 o'clock reservation, but do you have 8:30 and 9 o'clock?
We see that on Fridays and Saturday nights a lot. You know, during the week when you have these kinds of clients and they pay in that much per person, you know, we have all the private dining rooms. You don't get that second turn. You know, when you get into the holiday season, you demand it that way. But, you know, you really want them to, you know, start with the sushi platters and go into the big steaks and finish up with the cognacs and desserts. So it's a plan.
You know, you're still building out there. I mean, I remember one of the things before you opened, you were telling me, oh, you got this great exception. You're going to have a cigar bar. And it's got to be a place where people can go in and you smoke cigars, drink a little scotch and have a cigar, and it's going to be an exception. And this thing, you're only now getting this open?
Well, you know, it was kind of by design, as we opened up with 8,000 square feet, and then I picked up another 2,700 square feet next door, but it was able to go off of my bar, so it was part of the restaurant. But I was going to have to carve out the cigar bar, so I took 1,400 square feet for the cigar bar, and then the balance for another private dining room. And we got that open in November, and through a special bracketing, and just because of the amount of food sales we do and the revenue in the steakhouse, we were able to permit with D. Lincoln Prime. So now it won't be private club and membership. You'll be able to eat, drink, and smoke in Havana D's.
And you're going to have Havana D's, that's right. So you're going to have 10,000 square feet up there, is that what it is?
10,000, a little over 10,000.
That is staggering.
You know, as I look at my past, it's very small because it's one floor and the main dining room seats about 90, and then the bar has about 40 all in with the booths and stuff. And it's such a great vibe because it's all in one. And then everything else is in private dining. So if you're not using those rooms, you can close them off and have this great energy, and it's really worked.
Well, it's a great evolution. You had to have some nostalgia, though, back in June when Del Frisco's was sold, because you ran Del Frisco's out on Beltline, And nobody thought anybody would go that far out to buy to buy prime steaks. And then you moved it back in. You built this all the new construction and consolidated. You and Dale consolidated the operations on Spring Valley. And the passing of the baton had to bring up some memories.
Well, I was watching it very closely. You know, it's like, you know, you look at the history of Del Frisco's, you know, starting in New Orleans in the early 80s and lots of success, but some failure along the way. When I think about, you know, two Del Frisco's opened and closed in New Orleans, three opened and closed in Houston, you know, just coming to Dallas and then going back out, and then Dale and I coming back in the late 80s and doing Lemon Avenue and Beltline Road, and then Spring Valley. And, you know, I just look back and it was all kind of coming to me on the 14 years I spent with Dale Wamsted and learned a lot about the operation. But I really feel like when Del Frisco's became the value it is today and what it is today was with Jamie Coulter. I mean, he was just such a mentor and he had a vision. He saw that Spring Valley location as not a Dallas Steakhouse, but a brand.
Yeah, and I remember you and I had conversations. You had gone to American Express and they did this run of where all the zip codes of people that visited Spring Valley came from.
Chicago, yep. LA, New
and
York.
And you came up in New York City. Yes. You opened that blockbuster location. I guess it's still a big hit in New
York
City.
It is a big hit. It is a big hit. It's been, you know, it's just blowing and going, still one of the top steakhouses in the country. So it's been great.
So have you got the formula down? I mean, once you get your cigar bar open and everything settled in Frisco, we're going to see more D. Lincolns around?
You know, I'm pretty happy with one place. You know, I look back on my career, and I think that some of the greatest things and some of the best memories is making one place great, you know. And I loved my run with Jamie, and I opened five with him and then took it back private and did three more. So, you know, I really contributed to building what Del Frisco's is today. But I'm just very happy because there's a culture in the walls. I've not had any turnover in people. You know, it's a very special place. And given some opportunities because of one of my partners being in the hotel business, there's a couple of things that's kind of, you know, in the air.
There we go.
But I don't think I'll do freestanding. I think I'll have some opportunities.
But it'd be in a hotel.
And it would pick and choose. And if it was a hotel, it'd be a good one.
All right. So can we come see your restaurant week?
Of course you can come see me restaurant week. I'm going to do 2 weeks instead of the three, but I will do the first week and then the second week following. Won't do the week over Labor Day.
All right. Well, we will head north. D. Lincoln, it's always good to have you here.
I'm always glad to be with you.
Always a lot of fun. And D. Lincoln's Prime at the Star in Frisco. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.